בכל זה כמר סביס דובק במהדק השמרס הזוי סיסוי פיקץ המלכיס יעבוד והדל לכל המלכיס. And this is a nekuda that Hashchasa can have upon him when a person wants something for himself and he has to kill the other person to get it. So then the person's own sense of gain, the other person's sense of loss is not the same. But where the Malchus is head of the Etzim, its whole Metzius is not Metzius, then Memela, it destroys everything with it. So that's why the Malchus reveals its own, it says by Esav, you find both. It says Al Char B'chotichya, Cherev is Barzel, and Barzel is Hashchas and Hedda. And Esav said about himself, Hine Anecha Hoylech Lomus, Lomli Abchira. In other words, his own sense of Hedda and his sense Klapi Chutz was one and the same. He was a person that Metzius had no meaning. Vashadovak Hedda Shevi, Nekachim Ashchis HaKoyl, and that's why it's so destructive. Lefika Choma Shinyin De Barzel Lo, and V'omren, V'malka Revia, Tehoi Tekifa Keparzel Lo, and so on. And we spoke, the other one with the different dargis of each one being gold, silver, copper, and that. Bezeshom Emedrish, next paragraph, in Kofhei. It says, the four simone, the four malchias, are keneget, each one is keneget a malchus that's temeah. Bezeshom Emedrish, davaches agomul zubavol, kimala geiruhu, שמקלסס לקדוש ברוך הוא. רב ריחי רב חלבי בשם רב שמואל נחמן, כל מה שפרע דוד כל יסרוש הפסק אחד. שנאמר כאן ענון ברוך הנצר משבח אומרי מהדה למלך שמיה, משבח ישפי ישרים את השם, אומרי מהרמים לך השם, ומהדה השם הלכה גדלת מאויד הויד ודה לבושתו, די כל מעבדו יקשויט, על חזר מיתכו די כל החסיד דין, יודן עם מישורים, נאו. The Malka Bagavash Malka Slevish and so on. This part, it's very interesting. Chazal, it says over here that as a gomel zubavu kimala geirahi, that it's mekalas Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and specifically about Malchus Bavel being mekalas Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the pasuk says that everything David HaMelech said, it took him a whole bunch of prakim. In one pasuk he was kaitel. It says also that the Nebuchadnezzar wanted to say, if he would have opened his mouth to say Tillim, he would have been Mevayish Dov Namelech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shut him up. So it's a Dov Pella, that so was he big attacker? Manavshach. If he was so big, why did HaKadosh Baruch shut him up? So the Pshatnit is, Let's give an example and try to understand. Bechal, it says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Minim Ksherim and Minim Tmeim. Minim Ksherim follow a certain pattern, Minim Tmeim follow a certain pattern. Malageira and Mafres Paras says one pattern. The fact that there are four animals that are Yitzim in a Klal, it's not the Pshat, it's a Mikra. It's the Pshat, it's a strange Mikra. It means that there is these simanim should go together. Normally one is mechayev the other, and the fact that the distinct is a chiddush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kilu placed the chiddush in the Bria, and these animals are examples of it, and the malchias are examples of those animals. Meaning, these are animals that have a chelik of toiv in the Bria, but they're not completely toiv. These are malchias that have an akuda of achiz of chshivas in the Bria, but they're not completely toiv, and so on. That's what the nekuda of having one simon is. The var over here is, we saw in Sfarnu, we saw Shabbos, that he says the normal lashon used to ask if somebody feels good is shalom, lidresh b'shloimai. And l'chur, it's strange, because most of the time you don't mean, when you ask mashlomo, you don't mean to ask, was he killed by anybody? Yes, King, is he have the sniffles? Is his heart going okay? I mean, when you derish b'shloim somebody, usually mean his health. So why is it called shalom? That's the Sfarnu's, what he wants this. So the Sfarnu says that most, that diseases are a product of imbalance. In other words, there is everything in the kuf goes with, it gets regulated, you know, like we said, too much sugar, too little sugar, too much of this hormone, too little, the person's systems all work with checks and balances. The muscles move because some muscles lengthen, some muscles shorten. You can't have it, I remember once, some joking with kids that if a person's, Akash Bo compensates, if a person's sight is not so good, he makes his hearing sharper. If his hearing is not so good, his sight is sharper. If he doesn't have both, then his sense of taste is very sharp, touch is very sharp, and if one foot is a little too long, the other foot is a little shorter, just to make up for it. A person's well-being is when there's a clear shivri mishkol between all the koiches of the person. So, the Sfarna says, shalom is the internal balance of the koiches. There's ra and the bria that it's missing any tov. Those are all the animals that are missing malageira and also and not mafis parasa. There's a ra and the bria that has one chelik of tov without the other chelik of tov. Whatever mafis parasa malageira are be'etzim, whatever their toich is, but tachlis is these are two simanim, and one without the other adarabba, it's much stronger. For instance, let's take an example. Let's take a simple example. Let's say a person, in order for him to be good in business, has to be innovative, willing to take a risk, and so on. But if the person has that tchunas anefesh and doesn't have an equal amount of balance of knowing when it's not going to good, a very strong engine with lousy brakes is a worse combination than a lousy engine and lousy brakes. Lousy engine and lousy brakes, the pshat is, if it's struggling along at 50 miles an hour, so these brakes will stop it. But a powerful engine, somebody comes along and says, you know, the good news about the car is the engine's phenomenal. The bad news is the brakes are not so good, but at least I made up for it with the engine. He didn't make up for it, it's the other way around. Anytime there's a chelik of havlata, it's worse. In other words, David HaMelech, without us going now into Genoi, what the Nakuda was, David HaMelech's, let's give another example. Let's say you have somebody who's, this is more an example that shaykh to this parasha. Let's say somebody himself is a person who's stingy. He never gives tzedakah. You make an appeal, he doesn't give, gives $18 and that's it. Okay. Somebody else gives a lot of money, he pledges a lot of money, and gives it. So the next person pledges $100 and he pays $100. The third person pledges $500,000, but he just doesn't pay it. So pshat that the fact that he pledged so much and he didn't pay it is not a mile. At least he pledged a lot. That's not a mile on the person. You know, shiras and sishbachos are keilu when a person's mitzias. When the shiras and sprachas are expressing the person's mitzias, that's when there's a mile in it. If the shiras and sprachas are not expressing, if the minutik, the reason why David HaMelech had to say less, because he had to keep up with his shiras and sprachas. There's a awesome word, chiddush word. It's a merdeka word. I don't remember, unfortunately, I don't remember the people involved. It was a certain rebbe was, I think, Nifter, and his son, and it's the Talmud, I think it was the Chiddush HaRim or the Vasemis, I don't remember, it wasn't that, in that circle, and they said whoever would say a Vart would take over after him. Al Kaponim, he said the following Vart from his Rebbe, he said that it says Rebbe Akiva was Nifter Be'echot, Yotzei Shmosa Be'echot. So he said the following: Be'emes, every single mitzvah can bring a person to klois hanefesh. That's a mitzvah should be able to miuchab a person to Kadosh Baruch Hu inextricably, and the person should leave this world. But there's a mitzvah v'chay b'hem. You're not allowed to do that. You can only go as far as you can and remain in this world. But Rabbi Akiva, when he was yotzei lehareg, so he had, at that moment, he no longer had a chiyuv of v'chai b'hem. There was no v'chai b'hem anymore. And b'meile, yotzech shosibach means he was nifter with the krishma who killed him. He was yotzech. So, I don't remember who was the one, is the Kodesh, the son of someone was in spoil Meir, and he said, besides the fact that the Vard is awesome, he said, he doesn't say things that he's not holding by. And that was a very, very, it was a hallmark by Chassidim, by Gdolei Baal HaMussar, not to say things unless you're actually there. So the saying of Shir Zeshbocha is, the Malagera is the Koyach HaPeh, and the Mafis Paras is the Koyach HaRaglav Shadam Melichas Oysai, where the Metzius of the person is. If they're not both together, it's not a Maila. It's not the Pshat Nebuchadnezzar was on a higher darga in Tilim, and David HaMelech was on a higher darga in something else. The Pshat was Nebuchadnezzar had a big mouth, and he had a Koyach Dibur, but Koyach Dibur that's not connected to the Koyach of Metzius, of Koyach Asiyah, is not it. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu shut him up. Just like it's not a Maila to say things that a person not holding by, but that's why, that was his Maila, the one. Two. He gave them rishus to go back and so on. Alexander Mukden kad havichom l'shem atzadik oimer baruch Hashem l'keish l'shem atzadik. Esachazezu edaim. So three of the four minim that are treif are minim that have some inyan of ruchnis, the meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sam darge, but they're not holding there. Esachaz ezu edoim, v'ugeiru le'yoga, she'eina mikaleses la'Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'loidaya, she'eina mikaleses, ele mecharefes u'megadefes, v'oimeres milav shemayim. The one that's radically exceptional from other umis is edoim, that it's not mikaleses HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's mecharef garef. U'pirzek mo'isha marnu, ki kol ha-malchis ein dovik b'mehede, she'gore malchis achre. All the malchis, another malchis followed. Va'af agav de gamkein kol malchis ha-malchis she'gore malchis achre, ze gamkein hede she'magia b'soif, even though each malchis finished at some point, mikol mokoim ein dovik ahede b'atzor shol malchis. Rak b'malchis revi'i she'dovik b'mehede agama. The fourth malchis was completely it brought about total destruction. And that we v'lachein malchus dalad nikas chaze. It says in Chazal shetachser hamalchus liyisrael klaimer shemitzad aheda shedovek malchus dalad meiva avayl malchus yisrael. This is a very, very big theme in Netzach Yisrael. That the it says, why is it called a chaze? That it's osid lahachzir the malchus Yisrael. It's very strange that in the word chazir they found lahachzir malchus Yisrael, and that's what he says. Like I explained last time, two times ago, whenever you have it's the morals mahalach and netzach in a large degree. Whenever something is left from the old one, you cannot build something new, and therefore the only way you can build something that's toiv, a havaya chadasha, is when you have a total churban. So it's only when Malchus Edoy made a total churban that you were able to bring about toiv. I mean, you see it also, there's a certain element, Klal Yisrael's, the fortune of Torah in Klal Yisrael went as follows. When the Umas Ha'olam's culture had points of morality and values, then it was hard. Then there was a large nisoyan to either go away from Yiddishkeit or at least to intermingle Yiddishkeit with other things. When it was perceived that there's nothing out there, then it became very clear that it's either this or it's nothing. I once had a very profound experience. There was somebody in Asia Torah he had been in some place else, he had learned for a year or two, and then went back and completely dropped everything. and was coming back a few years later, and he had been very successful. He was an investment banker and lived in Manhattan. He was very successful in a lot of ways. And I was trying to set up, at that time I was working the beginners program, whatever, trying to set up some sort of schedule, chavrus, this, that. He was unhappy with everything. And finally I got frustrated and I said, if you're really not happy, then what are you doing here? You know, I mean, this is what, say, so looked at me and he said, I want to tell you something. If there had been one thing out there worth staying for, believe me, I wouldn't be here. That was, it's a certain nekuda, as long as there's something there that's tenable, that has some etzias, then there's not Malchus Yisrael. Then you get a shotness, you get a climb, you get maybe. It's only when it's gone to its final seif, and when you get to Malchus Edom, that's where you get a metzias. Because it's a chazir, that's why it's Malchus, it's osid lachza. Kehedu sibal avaya. It's a term that he uses over and over again. If there's hedah, then it's possible to have avaya in the sense of creation. Because if you don't have hedah, you have harkava, what he calls. Then it's a combination, it's a mixture, L'chein malchus dalar u'chazir. U'vnei kacha malchus azim shu bazul shu mashchus akoyl, k'ma shu dobek ba'atzma hedah. U'lekach hi roitze lehadu lashchus akoyl. V'yesh lecha lehovn l'das, k'ashem yisbarach ha'shasida bebriya dalv malchus. V'af ki ha'malchus ha'elu mitzat chisorin ha'briya k'ma shu amarnu, even though the dalv malchus are the minus side of the Bria. They are where the Bria is not, what it's not meant to be. Mikomokoim I efsha shudalad malchis misulokim in seda oil megamri ad sheheim yoitzin legamri Hashem Yisbarach. They cannot be totally divorced HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we said, nothing in the Bria can exist if it has no nekud of chibot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Olefikoch, he said, lukach meramez al gimor shaynim gomol shafin ha-neves. So without one simen Torah, there's no existence for malchus that are ra. Everything has to have an akuda that gives it its kiyum. The simen Torah zehu benista, umayre zeh ki mitzad anista yeshelu gimel malchus chibur v'tziv v'ashem v'spach mitzad ma. Vein dover zeh simen Torah befoil haniglo ak simen Torah nista. Avo malchus v'viyis ein lo simen Torah benista, rak benigla. Ke chibush eshte malchus adal Hashem Yisbarach shekach mar matzakilayim Torah. It's a very profound nekuda. V'dov zeh mor amitas malchus v'viyis shepoishet lofa for marakilu tohar. Let's try to understand this nekuda he says here. He says we have four malchus. All of them need to have some kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order for them to exist. There's no metzias in the Bria that doesn't have a nekuda that exists. So now the shaila is the first three, the difference between the first three, the simen is behesta, and the outside, and the last one, the simen is benigla. Let's understand what the implication of that is. Let's give an example. A person has a yeshiva, and, you know, there's a certain criteria. This is the type of bavli you want to have. These are the criteria. So there's a bacha that doesn't meet up to the criteria. Let's say somebody, you have to be able to learn chavis, you have to be able to prepare a blot in an hour, and this person can't do it. But you take a look and you say, you know, I see that he does have the kishroinis, just didn't use him. He was lazy, he didn't have a good rebbe, whatever it is. So I see within him the potential to be that. So that is a certain schus kiyum because of the potential that's there. That is a mahalach where the thing is a darga outside. It's not what it should be, but mitzad, it's mitzad something hidden. You see the person, the child doesn't behave well, but you say to yourself, you know, it's only because this frustrated that area that you see down deep, you found a good spark, you found this good-hearted, nice aleph, whatever it is, fine, those are. Let's take the opposite example. Somebody else comes in, and you take him, because he looks the part. He's wearing a hat, and a jacket, and a gartel, and payas, and shaking back and forth, and saying, and then you realize that it's not Tocho Kibara. So that had a schus kiyum mitzad the havamina, but doesn't have a schus kiyum mitzad the maskana. It's much worse. Somebody's looking on the outside, in the first shot, he says, this is the closest one. It's the furthest, because when the simen is begoli without the simen bifnim, there's nothing there. Esav is tzayed befiv. The mahalach of Esav is he comes out first. Bechitzaynis, he comes out first. He's tzayed befiv. His simen is, you can tell Esav by his skin, and Yaakov can tell by his diburim. Esav's mahalchim is that the chutz comes first. So a person that has a simen bifnim, if there's a, some sort of nekudah of toy bifnim, and it's not yedeh b'chutz, then that has a hope. Something which has a simen b'chutz without a simen bifnim, that has no makom. That the pshat is, it was a mekach toys to start with. Like it says in the Gemara, mekach toys, if you put the nice fruit on top and the rotten fruit on the bottom, that's a mekach toys. So the distinction between the simonim, tumah and taira is, those that the simonim of a taira were bifnim, so adirabe, they look like that, they don't look kosher, but there's a nekuda that's mechabedem. So that's better. Those who have the simonim taira b'chutz, Edoim, that's worse because they have no makom toyev bifnim, and the chutz is sheker, so there's nothing there. That's the v'dov zemar mitzvah sevir shepoishit lofof umare kilutor. His kulei mare ve'ein dov zet dov atzmi ala malchus akshemas mekilu hutor. It's not something that's atzmi. Akachsim entire bet lofof hashem nigla. Then. Okay, so basically that's the end of this. And then he goes off and asks why Shmuel's not mentioned. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be here the next 2 days. So for this year, this is it. And whoever's going to be here next has to remember where we're holding. This is the Malchus Yishmuel. So we finish with Osed Lahachse Malchus Yisrael. That's the good simon. Okay.
How in the token of a Chazir is the idea of Chazara?
Yeah.
Related to the token of a Chazir.
I don't know. So also the
it's like very like just you know.
You know, we're right. Where the Chaz's nature is, I mean, but it is interesting. I mean, there are some. I mean, there is some talk about the fact that the Gemara says, and we understand it today scientifically, Chazir's digestive system is actually very similar to human. The Gemara says that if there's a magefa in animals, you don't have to fast until they say, except in a chaza, a magefa in a chaza is indicative of a magefa in humans. Uh-huh. Transplants, they won't try to do with different organs of chazirim. Chazirim, I think, of a few animals that drink and get drunk. I don't know, you know, they have a drinking issue with chaza. They get, yeah. It does have what? Uh-huh. You know, they're all similar, but exactly why the name Chazir and you know, why that?
Also, I'm trying to think like psychologically. The way you explain Nebuchadnezzar, trying to understand a very interesting person. Trying to understand like you think you have this person here.
You have a person
who's incredibly
speaks,
spiritual,
and it's all air. There's no, there's nothing that's mechaba the goof to that avir. He says he writes incredibly and he speaks incredibly and he says most beautiful things, but there's no. You know, it's a check without coverage. Uh-huh. You know, that's his shiur's and shiur's office. Yeah.